You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to The Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, to The Monopool, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am Barrier Servant CJ. Joining me, as always, is 1-2 fall a few, skip a few, teleport that asshole there, Carrie.
I'm alive.
Forgets to roll his advantage, Felix.
I know.
Why does he get good rolls when he's not in combat, Raul?
I was the bear in the barrier.
Needs to be in combat to get good rolls, Rachel.
Yeah, and when I'm rolling for Sylvia too, it's just not a good combination. Although I'm rolling really well for her, so yeah, there's that.
And murderous bastard Josh.
I'm the reason they're rolling.
Well, he hasn't murdered anyone yet.
Yet.
Yeah, the main murderer in this group has been Felix.
Ouch.
You're muted.
He's not wrong.
And we're about to increase the record.
Hey, you anti-murdered me, so there's that.
Yeah, I've made up for it, right?
All right. Last time, running as Rachel made the last joke. And in the last episode, we ran a lot. People almost died, but we didn't. Cave imploded. And then the Walmart door of this cave opened up, and
the automatic sliding doors opened up just as Calabas was gonna.
Which you could tell this is a fantasy game, by the way, because they opened up fast. Anybody who has ever worked in retail and has had to push carts in realizes those doors don't open fast.
I have almost walked into them a couple of times.
So yeah, I tell it's a fantasy game. Those doors open fast.
Shoop.
Foop-a-doop. Shoop-a-doop. I'm suddenly glad this is not a video podcast because my children are being weird. All right. That was pretty much it. Last episode was spent entirely running for our lives, literally.
Yeah, it rocked.
And Lisa saved us.
Yeah, Lisa A. Fire is Todoroki-ing all over this beach.
Lisa A was being ice.
And Belfreya slingshotting people, Calabras just picking people up and chucking them forward.
I see what you did there, Fraggle, and I appreciate it.
Akira being the cheerleader, which is kind of his gig.
I wasn't about to leave your pun out in the cold.
Yeah. Chill out. We should get going.
Yeah, we should.
All right. Well, then, at this point, I hand the mantle over to Josh.
I enjoy the mantle. I wear it well. So, you guys plunge through the door that had suddenly opened before you and then are immediately plunged into pitch blackness for a few scant moments before Remy gets his trusty headlights up and running and starts casting some light around the room.
Remy, the best headlights this side of a strip pole.
What do we see?
Shh.
Yeah, what do we see?
This room that you're standing in right now is a lot different from the rooms you've been to in the past. Journeying, through these caverns. Whereas the other ones, they very clearly put some structure in and put some, general work into the area so that it was, well, workable. This room that you're in right now appears to be finished.
No, that cave is finished.
Yeah, I mean, guys had to go and throw bugs down a hallway.
Yeah, it's a bug's life.
What? We just wanted to have a friendly game of bowling and see who could score 300.
Eh, you're all a bunch of turkeys.
I get it, because that's a thing in bowling.
That is indeed a thing in bowling. Spare us, Josh, and move on.
Hopefully we don't strike out.
Yep, but you guys have a bit of a... Well, I mean, unfortunately, it's another dark corridor ahead of you.
Ugh. Already.
Can we do more bowling for bugs?
Well, there doesn't appear to be any bugs in here, so you'll have to first make the bug.
Well, you know, Sylvia could just, you know, that work.
Alabras, did you get up after you rolled into the room?
With no dignity whatsoever.
Because if you were still on the ground, Belfreya would offer a hand up to you.
Akira, to dust off himself.
Come up, Calabras. Let us continue going down the corridor. So wait, you said this is more finished, right? Like, is this like a more like just a regular tunnel, or is it like squared off and...
Everything appears to be squared off and level and more like an actual corridor should be instead of a rocky tunnel of doom that's going to collapse in on you.
All yeah.
Right. Well,
I'm okay with not having a rocky tunnel of doom.
All right, let's move forward.
I'm gonna take a look around to see if there's anything worth stealing, worth looking at.
You don't have to lie to us.
I'm going to drop my agility mass bolster and bolster myself with it, with that perception. And it's a one roll. And it's a two roll. And
that's a three roll.
Come on, click for me. Click for me. What are you doing? Roll 20.
You broke it.
Roll 20, stop.
Roll 20, go home. You're drunk.
I'm going to do a normal perception check. 12. I still can't roll worth shit.
Frago sees...
Somehow roll the logic roll? So I got a 19 for... Yeah, Frago got a 23. Calabras has to readjust his helmet.
It got turned around completely backwards when he landed.
Sylvia wants to blow things up. She's not paying much attention to anything.
We all did kind of just
die. Sadie.
Whoa.
It's a 3 and a 6 for the Hughes sisters.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 19 and 23. That's too high. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's as far as you can see within the radius of the light, it's a pretty finished corridor. There does appear to be another door at the far end of it.
Take a wild guess. What's behind that door?
Death. I mean.
I walk up to the corridor, not running. I just put my paw.
Wait, Frago.
What?
Wait, stop. This place is actively trying to kill us. So as much as I love them, they are so special and sweet to me. Hey, ladies, pop bolster into creation. And yeah. Tap. Veronica, please, my dear, go touch the door for me, please.
While Akira is doing that, Belfreya is going to come up to Calabras. Hey, thank you.
No problem. We're friends, so. So friends do save each other's life.
Indeed. She just grins. Fist bump.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's going to go, Veronica is going to go touch the door.
Okay.
Frago, step back, please. My friend.
I step one bear length back.
One bear length.
No, that's a different race.
He moves the bear minimum.
Well, so, you know, so Veronica, she's going to have to grin and bear it.
Veronica heads down the corridor. ahead of you. And she's walking, and she's walking, and she flickers, and she's walking, and she's walking.
Huh. It's a mighty corridor.
And then she's gone.
Something's down there. Ooh, it makes my ears ring.
A lot of this facility is seemed to be protected against creatures like her.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I can bring another one up and see if that trap is still active while we're walking in that direction. Because, I mean, there's not any other place for us to really go except that way.
Is your next summon called Betty?
Can we see the door from here?
You can see the door at the end of the corridor. I mean, it looks like a tiny little door from this far away, but...
Anything, like... Well, she flickered, so that was something...
You know, it's about a foot tall.
Can I make out the pattern on the door behind us?
Betty's stronger. More strong.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Betty, dear, love you. Baby, go that way.
Okay. You can go ahead and try and study the door behind you if you want.
Sure.
While I decide Betty's fate.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me I'm not the only one that came up with the...
Fucking 7. But I mean, archaeology. So as long as it's a CR of 20...
No. Jeez. That's right. You have expert knowledge too.
Yeah, I have knowledge too. So technically speaking, that role is a... I should have that pasted, but they changed the formatting of the feats and now everything is not in there anymore.
Everything is wonky?
Everything is just gone that I pasted.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. Yeah, as Valfreyus turns to study the door and you watch... Betty, you walk down the hall. She's walking. She flickers. She's walking. She's gone.
Flicker in the same place?
No, actually.
Huh.
If I rolled a 20, I technically, with my knowledge feat, rolled a 22.
Sadie and Sylvia, 21 and 22, respectively, for studying over at the door because we're teachers.
Holy shit.
I want to summon 2 with that roll. Can I, Josh?
Yeah. All right. I mean, you can multicast summon creature.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that with that. Ladies, please.
Jem and Mia.
Jem and Mia, that way, please. That was a 44 that I rolled with creation to do summon creature.
That's pretty good.
Technically, if I multicasted it, no, I don't have that with that. Never mind. I'm dumb. I'm just bolstering myself. Doobie 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 doo. Technically, with a bolster with creation on right now, if I do my multi heal, I would have advantage 4 on everything.
So they start trotting down the hallway.
Yeah, I make sure that they are spread apart, and also one is in front of the other. Jem is approximately 5 feet in front of Mia.
Is it Jem and the holograms?
No, it's Jem and Mia.
Okay, so they're heading down the corridor in a little bit of a phalanx thing. Mia makes it about halfway down and then flickers and vanishes. And then Mia makes it just shortly past her before flickering and vanishing.
This is obnoxious. If I was in one place, I'd be able to figure out what's going on there.
As far as the door goes, it's basically covered in engravings around its edge, like the door frame, basically. And to the best of the collected archaeologist's knowledge, the text essentially translates to, this is a door. It's the ancient runic equivalent of the exit sign.
Yeah, you just kind of see Valfreya, like, kind of... You know, tapping her chin, tilting her head, like
it I don't can't know what be I that easy.
I don't know what I expected.
Whoosh!
Are there any kind of markings on the door itself?
Just very similar, more complicated workings to the doors you've already cracked open.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, Spear, my friend.
Yes.
Come with me, please.
Walk that way.
I'm going to take Ellie from him. How's she doing, by the way? I'm going to hold her. I'm going to carry her, give her a big hug, and kind of stroke her hair. You're doing real good, sweetie.
He goes real fast.
Yes, he does, but he kept you safe.
Yeah, me and the spear with my 30 feet of light, because I'm fucking ridiculous when I'm not trying to roll any kind of decent rolls. When my life is not on the line, I roll power level 9 with fucking light.
Right.
yeah, so me and the spear, I'm going to pass this spear. I'm going to pass my light onto the spear's spear.
Okay.
And
you guys start walking down the hallway together?
Yeah. God, I figure he and I are probably the best two that can do this.
I'm going to follow at a safe distance.
Yeah, I'm going to follow right behind them, but in front of Valfreya.
Because he can hit anything that comes out, and I can keep him alive?
Ish.
Good plan. You guys make it about a quarter way down the hallway before the light starts to flicker.
Then I start wincing. I'm like, oh God, this is about where they went.
I'm going to see what I can sense around here.
Yeah,
fucking two. Oh, a 20.
Can anyone check how close we are to the lament?
That's very astute of you, Fregul.
Well, we're underground and we've been going, I don't know, but we were just at the edge of the lament.
We've been running for a while.
Look at Remy.
Yeah, Lisa is just kind of staring at Fragul. Like,
so is Aki.
I think we all are.
What, a bear can't have a clear thought once in a while?
So much pre-science, all really good rolls.
So keep doing that, please, she says to Fragul.
Sadie and Sylvia are both kind of hanging out inside the doorway, watching you guys go down the corridor. What do we notice with our 36 and 21?
Everyone who has rolled the pre-science, as the light on the staff begins to flicker.
Oh, the spear thing.
Staff, spear.
One just has a pointy bit at the end.
Yeah, exactly. One's been sharpened. As the light begins at the end of the staff begins, spear. Jesus, I did it again. Because I'm used to light, Akira, staff.
Yeah.
You can basically watch as the energy from the light itself starts to trickle down the shaft of the spear into the ground and then basically down the corridor.
So it's not like the lament. It's actually siphoning energy into that corridor.
Yes, it is. I'm going to inspect the spot where the energy is dripping onto the floor.
That's it. Ocula looks down at that. That's a really cool effect.
Hey, so is anyone else hungry?
Incredibly smart, and then hey, food.
Bear. Hey, it's a bear.
Do you want perception or learning, Josh?
Since you're trying to notice something about the particular location, it'd be perception.
12.
Since I'm not really trying to do much with this.
Yep. It looks just like the rest of the floor you're walking on. There doesn't appear to be anything amiss or different about that particular location.
Maybe.
Can I inspect the wall?
Yep.
From my staff, I'm going to try and channel some energy into a little lightning bolt and shoot it just toward down the hallway a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, like not trying to damage anything. Just...
Nope, I'm aiming for the door.
Don't hit the door, please.
With a 19, I don't think I'm going to hit the door.
So you shoot the little spark out from the tip of your staff, and it travels a couple of feet before diving to the ground and basically sinking in.
Fine.
In the same spot?
No. A few feet ahead of where they're standing.
That's fascinating and frightening. At the same time,
Remy, are you familiar with security measures like this?
Perhaps. call.
I wonder if it's any kind of, if it's just light energy or if it's any kind of like impassable thing. So inside of his coat, he always carries a dagger. He's going to pull out the dagger and I'm going to try and chuck it.
Okay.
That is factual. Hey, 19 again.
Okay. It flies down the corridor. And after reaching the maximum range increment for a thrown dagger for, you know, not taking any disadvantage, it clatters to the ground.
Okay, so it's not an impassable thing. It's just light energy. Huh.
What if we shot something down there that was enchanted versus something that doesn't have any kind of magical enchantments?
For the record, I was just testing for any kind of, like, feedback, force field, anything like that. For the record.
Hey,
I'm going to just straight up just keep... I'm just going to walk through it.
Calabras.
Don't go with these guys.
Wait. Fragu's got one of those things again.
Thoughts?
Yes. what if we use just a plain torch?
Love you, Bear Buddy. Yeah, are there any torches on the walls or anything like that?
Nothing that you can see. It looks like there are some lighting fixtures similar to what you would see in Tolvera or what you saw in some of the rooms in the previous caverns, but they're not lit.
Actually, the Star Lancers, they were from this time period, right?
Correct.
Spear, do you know anything about this?
The Spear of Irion unfortunately possesses a very limited knowledge base.
Whatever. Okay. We're not going to learn anything just by sitting here, and I'm just going to keep walking.
And I'm going to walk right behind him.
I'm going to stay back because I'm still holding Ellie, and I want to be able to teleport them out if I need to. Oh, wait, they're in the field. I probably can't. But
so does Remy lights? Are Remy's lights still on, or are those been drained?
Well, Remy is still standing by the door, so...
Remy, just kind of keep, if Remy, buddy, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of keep the lights going, because my light's going to die here in, like, a second.
Oh, I didn't specify before we took off. Damn it.
If you can, by the way, guys...
I want, like, a literal, like, torch, and I want, like, hey, Lisa, can you light this?
It's magical fire, though, probably. Well, if it's oil, I mean, it might...
Once it catches.
Yeah. People who are... smarter than us people heading into danger, if you could figure a way to get these lights lit, I'd appreciate it. Calabras, I mean, let's roll, buddy. I guess you and me versus the door.
Can Fraggle see if there is like a light switch or something like that was in the other room that Remy pressed up against?
We rolled a 19 and a 23. We think we would have saw something like that.
Okay. Sadie, Sylvia is gonna go digging through her little purse bag thingy,
feeling
and see what kind of concoction she can create for light for down this hallway.
Make a glow stick.
Can I roll to see if I've...
Can I make a glow stick? Tinker, 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 tinker. Let's
pour some stuff. I mean, is light an energy thing? Can you do light with energy?
Yeah, I did light with energy.
Oh, there you go.
At that point, you're basically making a ball of flame or, you know,
energy
a lightning orb.
I made a little test tube with a on top.
A test tube with a
exactly.
All right.
Can I see if I've read anything about ruins having this sort of thing in them or encountered it before?
Okay. So Lisa does try to create a quick torch. And as she's going to apply a fireball to the end of it to ignite it, the fireball sort of embers out of her hand and onto the floor. And vanishes.
That's a really cool effect.
When
terrifying, but really cool.
Sylvia tries to concoct something chemically and infuse it with a bit of energy to create a glowing vial, basically, it goes away from the vial and into the floor.
Try lighting the torch further back by the door. And then carrying the torch up here. I'm going to see if I've read anything about
this. Will be fun.
Hey, Calibras, have you found 12. Anything being there up there in the dark?
How are me and Aikido doing?
This will be a fun thing. I'm actually going to try, and since I get it for free and I don't have to roll it, I'm going to try and bolster his might just to be on the safe side.
Woo, how much is it?
It's advantage 2 unless it fizzles out. But thought experiments.
when do you perform the bolster?
I mean, as we're kind of walking.
Okay. About 10 feet after you bolster him, you feel the energy drain away.
So it stays for like a second. At least mine did. Theirs seemed to disappear really quickly. But my energy comes from a different place than theirs. So when we get to the door, I'll bolster you. Then you got to do it really quick, okay?
Well, it might just be another one of...
I get to the door and see if it's a sliding door before...
Anything yeah. from my research about this kind of thing? This kind of phenomenon?
You've never seen something quite like this. I mean, the lighting system looks familiar, but this whole drain effect... doesn't seem familiar to you in the least.
All right. I keep on walking.
Yep. So you guys eventually, I shouldn't say eventually, after, you know, a few seconds, because it's not a super massive long corridor. It's just like a hallway, basically.
Gotcha.
You get to the door and it doesn't slide open immediately in front of Calibras like it did the first time around.
I'm going to give Elia another hug, hand her to Jokiro, and go join them.
Speaking of, Jokiro is going to try and tie into Akira's thoughts. I keep forgetting that he's a person.
No, he's a monkey.
He's right? A gorilla.
Monkeys are people too.
Yeah, all right. 27 on influence, by the way, from Jokiro. Jokiro yells down the hallway, Akira! Dink something! And he's definitely thinking about how cool this is and how he can use that effect in his next stage show. And man, he really wishes there was something here that was worth money. And...
All right, so Calibras... Akira, shortly after Velfreya, you are at the door, basically.
Does Jokiro hear anything back with his influence?
From Akira?
Yeah.
I mean, other than what Akira is actively thinking about cool things.
Oh, so he can hear it. Fun.
I must study the door. I also want to see if I can sense anything going on right now, or if my senses are completely dead. Okay. That's a 5.
Senses are completely dead.
Is there like a locking mechanism or like a riddle of some sort?
Eek, Fred, dead enter. God damn it!
There is some text around the door frame similar to the one that you guys just came in from. And Velfreya will be able to, you know, decipher that after studying it for a few moments. While she's in the middle of studying it, the connection breaks.
Front row.
Huh.
And Jokiro can no longer hear Akira's thoughts, probably for the best, but...
He's thinking just Akira thoughts.
like I said, probably for the best.
All right.
As she's finishing up the translation around the door, it starts to slide open.
Oh.
What's on the other side?
more darkness.
Oh, God.
Dang it.
I walk horn.
But
I'm getting tired of this darkness, Fraggle, like, speaks.
It's starting to be illuminated because Remy has started following you guys up the corridor.
Does it feel different now versus when the door was shut? Three. Why am I rolling like garbage?
Again.
This is bad luck.
You're getting them out of the way now.
We said that friggin' 2 hours ago.
I'm going to try and light real quick on the tip of the staff.
That's the light.
Yeah.
I like how the sisters rolled the same thing.
13 on pre-science.
Okay, you start to illuminate the room inside, and you can actually watch as the light is sort of drifting across the room.
Follow the light.
Yeah, Calabras, I guess we're following a light now.
I'm not even stopping. I am just...
Well, Velfreya might stop you guys.
What does Velfreya see?
Because, well, the text around the door is basically ancient runic warnings.
Guys, get back here.
Do we hear her?
Yeah, she's mundanely talking to us.
And they're not that far away.
Yeah, Jokido's the only one that can talk in your head.
Calabras will stop.
What's that, Valfreya?
Get back on this side of the door.
Basically, the way the chain of events goes, you're translating, the door starts to slide open. The light that Akira creates to illuminate the dark room behind starts to drift forward into the darkness. And Calabras and Akira start to walk forward, and Velfreya is basically stop.
Okay, yeah,
before
I reach
they
out.
Crush the threshold.
Oh, okay.
Because the threshold is basically saying, caution, unauthorized access prohibited, do not enter without appropriate protective equipment.
If I can reach them, I'm actually going to grab each of their arms and pull back towards me.
Akira stops and takes a step back.
Aggravated Calabras will turn and say, what?
She's going to point to the archway. Caution, do not, authorized personnel only, do not enter without appropriate protective equipment.
I really hate when I have to do this. Hey, ladies. This might be fun or horrifying. Whatever happens here, I'm sorry. Or you're welcome if there's some kind of progress. Yeah, just one of them. Madam, please. She's not going to live long. I'm not even going to name her.
Wow.
Ouch.
Harsh.
This place is irritating me.
Melville didn't live long either, but he had a name.
Oh. Ouch. Super ouch. Your light construct steps through the doorway and almost immediately dissolves.
Yeah, so she's not even like fully formed. Like, oh boy.
Are there any like things laying on the ground like beside us or anything?
Well, I mean, there's the knife Akira threw.
I pick up the knife and hold it at the doorway.
Okay, there's a knife in the doorway.
Stab the doorway! And give it a good hook. I mean, that's...
Calabras has become the doorstop.
The dagger's a dime a dozen, my friend.
I throw it through the doorway. Does it disintegrate?
Make a might check, or agility, whichever you feel like throwing with.
It's gonna be might.
We want to be able to see it.
Boosh!
24.
It's not super high. I was expecting like another 68 or some bullshit.
Right. You throw the knife. It disappears into the darkness, as you might expect.
Might expect.
Because only... Because only a very small amount of the room is currently being illuminated from the upcoming headlights. And you hear it clatter to the ground.
Well, that's good.
Right. Well, I suggest that we stay here and all of you starve to death. I'll be fine because I'm immortal. So, who's got any good ghost stories?
Did you actually say that out loud?
100%.
Valfrey's just giving you a what the fuck.
Akira goes, how the hell are you going to be okay?
I'm immortal.
What? What?
He has inside him blood of kings.
That's right. Akira doesn't know Calabras's backstory.
What?
Anyway, back to the starving. Ghost stories. Anybody got any good ones? I've got at least 5. Maybe 6.
Yeah, I know a ghost. His name is Calabras or something.
And only 2 of them involve Calabras as being the ghost.
As you guys continue arguing, Remy walks right past you through the doorway.
Get Remy!
I'm gonna...
Akira winces.
Remy, what you doing, buddy?
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't hear anything with my bear hearing.
Akira hears money, dollar bill.
Apparently, I don't hear it.
Hey...
I got a 5. Calabras got a 12.
I have advantage 1 because I am well-rounded. 19.
22 for Agul. His ears peak up. Do I hear it?
I mean, you hear the slight echo of Remy's footsteps as he continues walking into the room, and the headlights, you know, cast light out into the area. It looks like a slightly more complicated room than the corridor you guys are currently standing in. And the lights illuminate a door on the other side.
Oh, God.
Valfreya, you see a lot of the same runic engravings, even from a glance.
Are they just saying this is a door, or are they saying caution?
It's the same caution, warning, unauthorized access prohibited.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if anybody has the appropriate material to not explode or whatever is going to be happening, it would be Remy. I don't want anything bad to happen, though.
Are there any side rooms or anything that would have this sort of equipment, or is it just one hallway?
As far as you can tell, it's just this one hallway that you're in. I mean, there doesn't appear to be any doors or any, like, lockers on the side that would contain protective equipment.
CJ, out of character, says, we're probably heading into a clean room.
And as you guys continue to watch, he continues to walk through the room. The door on the other side slides open as he approaches.
I mean, Remy? I'm following after him. Like, I am hauling ass after Remy.
I'm right behind Remy. I'm right there with my sword, and I'm...
One, I get a really place. There's dust everywhere. Everything is horrible. Things are trying to kill him. Like, this is his first trip out of Tolvera. This fucking sucks.
I mean, with as sealed as this part of the facility is there dust everywhere?
Not really. It's pretty clean.
Fregul is going to say, he's like, well, we can't go back.
Yeah, and you're right, Fregul. You're right, friend.
And the door shuts behind Remy.
I was right behind Remy. I was with him.
I'm going to go up to the door.
I literally said I was following right behind him.
Yeah, and basically the second he crosses the doorway and there's not a whole lot of room with Remy there to move around him, it shuts.
Well, let's hope he opens the door.
Get stars! Ah, I hate this place!
How does it feel being in the second hallway? Are we feeling okay?
You're feeling all right. The room itself, the brief glimpse you get to look at it before Remy's headlights are cut off from the door closing.
Oh yeah, now it's super dark. All right, let's try this again.
All right, who's touching my armor?
Oh, sorry. Fragul apologizes.
Push.
No, if anybody's touching your armor, it's probably the crazy one that wants to play with metal.
Okay.
It's your opportunity to do it with FXC.
You create the light and it casts its, you know, 20-foot radius into the room.
Yeah.
And you see more of the currently inactive light fixtures around the walls. And there are 2 sets of stairs.
Wait, is this the same room that we...
Can I throw my light to one of those fixtures?
You can certainly try.
I'm gonna try. Since I don't have spell slots in this system, I'm just gonna just keep throwing light at things to see.
You kind of want to do the Dumbledore, right?
Yes.
the reverse of the Dumbledore.
Yeah. So yeah, I flick my staff at one of the light fixtures and attempt to throw my light at it.
Can we see during in the middle of the, you know, sparkly Akira rave, can we see any light switches?
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for that other light check.
Oh, and... okay, fine. Usually DM that says, hey, give me another light check.
Well, you said you were going to try and throw light onto the fixture, so I'm waiting for you to throw light.
32! Take that. In your stupid hand.
That's quite bright. basically, the fixture starts to light up really brightly. Almost too brightly. And you can, you know, see the room clearly for a few moments.
I'll hide anything.
But you do notice that it's slowly dropping down.
Are there light switches?
Make a perception check.
I'm not going to find anything if I have to roll for it tonight. 18.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You are seeing a panel on the wall similar to the one Remy interacted with before.
I'm going to run to it. And because channeling is weird in this room, first thing I'm going to do is just try and touch it and get a feel for it.
It's cool to the touch. Very smooth.
Yeah, it's wearing sunglasses.
Prescience of 21 to get a different kind of feel for the light switch.
You can feel a lot of the network running through it, basically. You don't really feel too much of anything in it. But you can feel, similar to that door you were interacting with, all of the conduits through which the energy would be flowing, if there were anything flowing in the area.
Can I work out from what I've experienced before with the door and what I'm feeling now, how to turn the light switch on?
Unlike the door, which seemed like it needed a specific sequence in order to hit the magical equivalent of tumblers into a certain position... this just seems like more like you're inputting a burst of energy, and that travels along the conduits to the individual light fixtures and trips them, essentially.
Do I need energy specifically to do that?
You need some way of funneling some form of power into it.
Like, can I basically channel movement and use my natural abilities to try and channel the light through that switch, or do I need to use my tool?
I get kicked out of places.
Given what you know about Remy and the way he's interacted with them before, you're presuming that it's that sort of energy input that does the trick, but you can't say for certain because you didn't run into a whole lot of light switches before this.
Okay. Can I actually flip my sleeve down and do my sleepy thing? Or am I stuck because we're in a clean room?
You seem to not have an issue whatsoever pulling your tools out of your sleeve pockets.
Alrighty, I'm going to touch the sleeve to the switch and just do a quick, a gentle
nudge
of pure energy. I'm not going to go crazy with it. I'm not trying to destroy the light switch or anything like that. 33.
Nudge! Boom!
The funny thing is, I knew it was going to be something like that. Like, as soon as she starts mentioning, you know, nudge, and I don't want to overdo it, I'm like, it's going to be above 20.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting more like, you know, a 60 or a 70 or something like that, but...
There was a light switch there.
You watch as the input goes in behind the switch, hits basically the back of the wall, essentially, and starts to flow out through the conduit system behind the switch, and around the room into the light switches, And ting, 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 ting. The one that Akira lit up excessively finishes dimming out, basically, as the rest of them are coming on.
Oh, so they're on now, right?
Not seeing what Valfrey did. Hey, my magic can do things in here!
She just kind of, Akira!
Oh, mother...
Points to the light switch. I mean, you lit up the way for me to find it, so yes, they can do things in here.
Go to the stairs. Embarrassed, he pulls his hat down a little bit. I'm just gonna go up the stairs.
What about Remy? Can we still try and open that door now?
I mean, can you?
I'm gonna go over to the door and inspect it.
I'm just gonna go over and put my paw on it. Touch it. I'm gonna touch the door.
It's hard. It's smooth. It's.
It doesn't open.
Doesn't budge an inch.
Do the stairs go up?
There are two sets of stairs. One goes up. One goes down.
I go up.
Valfreya, can I punch this door?
Wait. What do I? Can I make out anything additional about the door other than the warnings? Like, does it look like something that is just going to auto lock? Is it something that's going to let us in? Do I need to unlock it manually?
Outside of the warning emblems around the border of the door, looking at it and inspecting it the same way you have the previous door you were managed to get open, you can't see a feasible way to actually complete the lock sequence.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy. Fregu gets to do his thing. So can I punch it, Valfreya? Please tell me I can punch it.
I will also punch it.
I'm going up
there.
What, Valfreya?
I'm not sure that's the best idea, given that this door says caution, too.
I heard best idea.
I'm already doing it. God damn it.
Calabrash rolls a 22. Fregul rolls an 8.
Akira, stay in shouting distance, please.
On it.
Oh, that hurt my paw.
Told you it wasn't the best idea.
Can I go again, Josh?
One second. I just need to check something real quick.
You have to see how badly Akira's dying.
Well, no, Akira's not dying yet. Fregul, you take 3 points of damage.
Ooh. From smashing his paw against the door too hard, or
what the hell? Why is that playing? Where is that coming from? That's you, CJ.
CJ, what did you do?
Physically, nothing opened that would feed through the thing.
That's why we have separate tracks.
I have the Zoom call open. That's literally it.
Weird. Anyways.
So don't yell at me. I don't have my iPad connected to my mixer. I don't have anything.
Oh, never mind. It was me.
So yeah. Fregul and Calibres make perception checks.
Oh, perception. My favorite stat.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's favorite stat.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine with it.
Oh, we are so gonna die.
You notice that when Calabres's spear thrust at the door, it didn't actually connect. It stopped itself at something intangible just in front of the door, and when Fregul tried to punch it, there was a exchange of force between from where Calabres hit the door and where Fregul's paw was touching it.
Hey, remember that thing that I was trying to test for in the room? Yeah, that happened.
I'm going to go downstairs.
I'm going to follow Calabres, go down the stairs.
Do you guys have a way of making light?
Nope, don't care.
I'm going to follow those two to make sure they don't die.
Here. Let's see. Frank Gould's going to pull out I don't know what to use.
Jokido's going to try and reach out to Akira.
So, I mean, we all have, like, the adventure pack, right?
Is that something you established for your character to have?
No.
So probably a no.
Given that I've been playing very fast and loose with your guys' wealth level, you're kind of allowed to have what equipment you think you would have as long as you think you should have it. So if this is the first time you're thinking about having a basic adventurer's kit, like a bedroll, rations, water skin, torches, tent, that sort of thing, then you probably don't have it.
Yeah, like, I know some of us have talked about having rations and water skins and bedrolls and stuff. Yeah. We've established we don't have tents.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, like, magic myself a torch that I can light with, like, flint. But yeah, I never said that I had that.
So yeah, you guys start heading down the downward staircase. Akira is making himself a source of light, heading upstairs, and Jokiro is trying to make a connection with Akira and gets a few. Man, there's got to be something worth selling up here before the connection dies. And Akira's light starts to fizzle.
I sprint up the stairs.
guys?
I can hear him, right?
Wait, who's talking right now?
That's Caleb.
Oh, Caleb.
Come on, get your Josh voice.
It's wise to split yourselves apart in such a...
We're not going far.
You don't know where you're going.
And that's half the fun.
Someone's got to babysit these guys.
I am here.
So, Josh, do me and Calabras find anything in the dark?
Make agility checks as you start getting outside of the radius of the light of the room.
Jeez.
I'm a few steps behind them, by the way.
I'm back with Valfreya and my sister.
Well, Valfreya is with the boys.
23!
It's just me going up the stairs. Those three are going downstairs. And
there's a rash of clanking sounds as Calabras trips on a stair and begins tumbling end over end down the staircase.
Do I hear the clanking?
You guys have seen Robin Hood Men in Tights, right?
Yes.
When they domino effect the knights.
Yes.
It's basically that sound.
Do I hear it going up the stairs?
Yes, it's pretty loud. And there's not a whole lot of other sounds going on right now.
Just are you okay?
Knowing there are two people, there are two people that would make that noise going anywhere, and it's either the spear or Calabras, and they're both equally hilarious.
The sound stops, and I just hear, like, I fucking hate this place.
Yeah, you reach the end of the stairwell and you feel like you've hit a wall, Calabras.
I'm going to follow, but I'm going to do that thing where I kind of gingerly feel beneath me with my foot to make sure there's actually a stair there.
I unleash my frustration on the door as I punch it consistently.
Make a might check. What's your armor class? Or your guard, sorry.
Jesus.
23.
You take 4 points of damage.
Force feedback. Ooh.
As basically you punch what you presume to be the wall in front of you, and you feel that same force slam back into your fist and move up your arm.
Fraggle, come here. I need to punch something.
Fraggle knows when he is going to get hit, and he does not want to get hit.
If I come down here to check on you.
I'm going to go back upstairs.
Well, Freya will come back up with you. She's just like, are we done now?
As you come up the stairs, you definitely are.
Are you okay?
I suck. across the
upstairs, fool. You are not.
Damn it. 47 punches in the face would have been something.
I've already dealt with that shit. No.
Everybody gets one, kid.
Are you okay?
That would actually kill me, by the way.
Are you serious?
My guard is... where's the character sheet? Character sheet. My guard is 13, and I have 18 hit points.
Oh my god.
What a punch!
I mean, technically that would just kill him.
NDA exploded twice, by the way.
That is fantastic.
Do not punch the white mage.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah, do I see anything as I'm running up the stairs before my light flickers out fully? And when it does, I stop running and just kind of walk up normally?
Basically, you're seeing a similar setup to the room you were just in. The only thing that's missing is there's not a door in approximation to both where you entered that one from and where Remy disappeared into.
I yelled down the hallway. There's another door. There's another hallway up here.
It's more like a landing in a house when you go up a flight of stairs and there's that small space to basically reorient before walking up another flight of stairs.
I start heading up the stairs immediately.
I keep going. really quick before my light fades, do I see a light switch at all? If I roll a perception?
You can go ahead and make one.
Okay. 16.
You're not seeing any light switches here. There are fixtures, but you're not seeing any switches.
All right, I'm going to try and throw another light at a fixture.
And the lights in that room you guys were collecting in are starting to go out slowly one by one.
Seriously?
Light too strong, 41!
Apparently, the only thing you're good for is being a flashlight.
Flashlights and creating people.
I couldn't hold him like a flashlight.
No shooting the baby in the house.
Pew 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 pew.
Oh god.
Yeah, one of the fixtures is now super lit. Fam AF.
Fam AF? That's not even a phrase.
who is this Fam AF you speak of?
Fam AF. That's the name of my next character.
Famath. Okay, yeah.
I'm going up the stairs. Is it a landing? Does it go to the next room? If it does, I jump off.
you all right, buddy?
No, this infuriates me.
I feel you.
You go up, assuming everyone sanely proceeds up this next flight of stairs that has appeared before them.
Yeah, I'm going. Yes.
You reach a larger hallway. Directly across from you, as you reach the top of the stairs, you see another set of stairs that starts going down. There is no door off to your right when you, look that way, but there is a long, wide hallway heading towards something. You can't really tell at this moment. You're dealing with a flickering light source.
Chokido, you promised me adventure, not fucking always. I promised you nothing. You came along anyway.
That is true. You did come along anyway.
I'm going down the stairs.
I'm following right behind you.
Why am I in front?
I'm following in front of you.
we're making a Akira sandwich. I'll follow right behind you.
This is both comforting and discerning.
Following in front of him.
No.
I don't know, Akira. You've always wanted to be between two beefcakes.
I mean, but one's dead and one's a bear, or not dead. I don't know how immortality works.
Yeah, you're like half right.
Akira, the furry follower. I'm in feelings love!
want a special bear hug?
No, I'm quite all right. And if that special bear hug comes near me, I'm making a tree grow out of it.
I stop walking to the Fragula. Can I both, like, press it behind me like a sandwich?
I do not make me cast Genesis on your genitalia.
All right, I'm going downstairs.
Your schnozberry tastes like a schnozberry.
So you reach the top of the stairs and you immediately start heading down the opposing side of staircases that go down.
Well, yes. There was no other place to go.
There was a wall to your right and a hallway to your left.
Oh, I go down the hallway then. Sorry, I misheard you.
It's okay. That's why I was checking to clarify.
Yeah. So this awkwardness goes down that hallway.
All aboard the awkward train.
Choo choo.
Ew, ew.
Yeah, that was choo.
Akira feels dirty.
I'm into a lot of things. This is not one of them! So, immortality. That's fun. So, how old are you? As we're walking, I'm actively trying to get conversation going. Since there's literally nothing else going on in this place.
Walking.
Can the rest of us hear them?
I mean, are you following behind them, or are you just watching them go out of sight up stairwells and...
Down hallways.
So, immortality, how does that work? How old are you?
He feigns looking at a watch. Is there watches in this?
No.
A wrist sundial.
He just scratches his head. What's carried 11? 200?
How long have you been 200?
God damn it, don't you? All right, guys, I'll see y'all later. I'm gonna get the fuck out. Bye.
I'd love to talk with you a little bit after we're out of this infuriating hellscape.
Akira, if you get me out of this place, I will tell you what the hell you want.
That's a deal, man.
You guys might be in luck. There's a wide staircase ahead of you.
Oh, God. More stairs.
I'm good if you are, man. Let's just keep going.
Are you gonna tell the group this?
There's a staircase! A big one!
I'm fairly certain I've gotten my workout for the day tenfold mud out in staircase.
I have not walked this much in my entire life!
As a bear, I had to walk everywhere.
Uphill both ways.
In the snow.
Sometimes I had to walk on all fours, but we
with his dingus hanging in the snow drifts, right?
I'm gonna look at the group that's down below. I'm tempted to go and check on them.
He pushes his glasses up. We should
realize if you find something, he's gonna touch it, right?
We should probably get going after them. None of them have exploded yet, so I mean, there's that.
I want to touch the thing.
I'm going to follow.
As soon as I find something worth money, I'm putting it in my pocket.
I'm going to do the thing where I like feel the way in front of me with my foot before I step on a stair.
You're never going to see it, Valfreya. Well,
the lights aren't all out yet, but they are slowly dimming back out.
In that case, I'm going to book it while it's still light.
Every so often, I just try and recast light because.
Well, yours hasn't gone out yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I put light on Calabras's fist again, just in case.
Burning finger.
You seemed to enjoy that last time, so have some light.
Thanks. It was useful.
In case something in this infuriating place separates us.
You hear some commotion on the stairs behind you as you start to get towards the wider staircase.
Hey, look, we're coming.
Are you going to proceed up the stairwell without them, or are you going to wait for the rest of the group?
Go
up the stairwell! We'll see! We're going up!
All right, we're going up.
If we explode, I'm sorry! Yep. going up the stairs.
You guys head up the wide stairwell. The rest of the group is...
The odd squad.
Catching up. Well, I mean, let's be fair. It takes a different level of locomotion to head upstairs than it does walk straight forward.
Yeah.
So there will be a point of time where they essentially catch up to you guys before you reach the very top of the stairs. It's not a massive staircase, but...
No. Hey, guys. Welcome.
So do we have a door staring at us?
No, it looks like the stairwell opens up.
Hey, guys. You know what this entire place is? It's a staring contest.
I hate stairs.
I give a gentle slap on Akira's shoulder.
Hey, Akira!
Yeah?
I thought you hated stairs!
Fucking despise them!
You're always leading to something, right?
Hey, guys. Stairs are giving me a bad feeling. They're always up to something.
That's the joke, Sadie! That's the joke!
What direction is this staircase facing? Like, is it opening up in the same direction that Remy walked from the floor below?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Man, I hope Remy's not dead. He was really cool.
But you guys basically crest these stairs and into a wide open area.
Oh my god, more than 10 feet of room.
Yay!
Definitely more 10 feet of room. More than you can actually see with the 25-foot radius of light.
30 feet on my staff.
Well, yours is flickering out. Calabrasas hasn't started to die yet.
Oh, okay.
So you've got a combined 55 sideways at the very least. Assuming you're standing aura to aura base, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Radii to radii.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
I don't know. It's pretty dark up ahead.
Perception to see if I see anything in this fucking place.
Yeah, what's around us?
You're seeing a lot of the same...
God damn it!
...worked floor that you've been walking on. But... Whatever you've walked into, the ceiling is so high that you can't really see it too well.
Hey guys, it's really dark in here.
Yes.
Oh shit.
You're right. You're right, Fraggle.
It's really dark in here. Hey guys, it's really dark in here.
Guys, great. It's an echo. That usually means something is going to kill us here soon.
How big is this room?
I want Fraggle to just go like. Frank was just going like, hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Velfreya is going to try and shoot up. She's going to try and shoot light, but she's going to try and do it like up so it casts.
You're trying to signal flare?
Basically, I'm trying to signal flare / ceiling lights.
Okay.
16.
Hey, Sylvia, dear, love.
Yes?
You want to do one of your things?
Oh, you want me to play with explosives again?
I mean, it's worked for you so far.
What color do you want?
Do we really want more explosives after that,
yeah, thing we just went through? Yeah, hold off on that.
Aww. Worst case
scenario, we die and get out of this place.
You're not wrong. Can you bring people back? Is that a thing you do? Wait, yeah, you made that bug come back to life.
The mystery begins to unravel.
Next time on The Manifold.
It's about a good time for a break if you want to do that.
Yes.
Especially because, with those combined light radii, you're probably going to want to inspect that weird pedestal thing ahead of you guys.
Yay, pedestal thing! Ooh, pedestal thing. What the pedestal thing is?
No!
Die! Here on The Manifold. Remember, guys, we are going to be at Dragon Con this Labor Day weekend. That is, for those who don't know what that is, like me, that is the last weekend in August / first Monday in September, which is a date that my computer is not wanting me to pull up a calendar for. That is the
30th of August through the 3rd of September.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing some recordings. Keep an eye out on the Facebook /GeekIO Show, Twitter/GeekIO Show for some guerrilla recordings that we're going to be doing in the game area and tabletop area at Dragon Con. And you get to meet all of us live. And if you want to talk with us live, you can do that by going over to our Discord by going into geek-io.net/Discord. And go over to patreon.com/geekio to get some patron-only exclusives, including some patron-only hangouts on the Discord where you can influence the things that you like telling telling Dale that Sadie doesn't have a finite amount of energy unless she really feels like she needs to force that on herself. Because Dale was complaining that he only had 4 shots and we used most of them in the battle. Like, no. Not something you need to do.
Yeah, well.
So, on that note, we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this GeekIO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?